Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Surprising Sunday, and we do have some wonderful surprises for you today. First, I want to give a shout-out to Psychic Jethro Smith, who is doing his book signing tour. Yesterday, he was at Hastings Bookstore in Laramie, Wyoming. Coming up Tuesday the 28th, he will be in Dodge City, Kansas at Comanche Plaza Shopping Center. That's 1701 North 14th Street. Then on September 1st, McMinnville, Tennessee at Northgate Shopping Center, 231 Northgate Drive, Suite 500. Then on September 22nd, gather around the Inner Peace Bookstore. He'll be in Brooksville, Florida at 425 West Jefferson Street. And if you need to get a hold of Psychic Jethro, he can be reached at www.jethrosmith.net. His phone number is 928-284-0437. He and Kay are the authors of Living in the Psychic Realm. This is the book he is out there signing, autographing for you. So be sure to get a hold of him. He does classes as well as readings and also sells that wonderful healthy coffee and tea and mocha. So be sure to check in for his specials. You can also contact Kelly and Kelly C. if you want to get a hold of her, is at 719-289-4907. And if you need a birth card reading or a Reiki treatment, she's at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. $50 for 25 minutes of Reiki. She takes PayPal and personal checks. She also helps with the coffee and the tea and the mocha and can get you connected up with that great stuff. And if you want to contact her regarding that, her email is kcogcoffee@gmail.com. And our special guest today is Jane Pickering Borowski, and she is a sensitive, intuitive, and she wants to talk a little bit about the wisdom she found in some oracle cards. Jane?
Well, welcome, everyone, and love, light, and healing to you all. Oracle cards. You know, it's I think in older days, I found them, kind of scary and intimidating. And now we're in a time where they're just more common sense, the wisdom, the angelic realm coming through. There's just so much more available that clearly is of love, light, and healing. And one of the oracle cards that I have found really helpful is a set by Sonia Choquette, and it's called The Answer is Simple. And I think, for me, using them helps me to get out of my ego, which loves to jump in there and say, oh, no, let's do some drama, and let's focus on everything that's not going exactly right. And I find that, at times, using the cards will just help me redirect my focus to what is spiritual and loving and recognizing getting my ego out of the way. So that's part of my journey. And it's always been, I would say for 30 years, just it seems like different cards, different books come to me. I can walk into a store and feel almost pushed in a certain direction towards a certain book or oracle deck. And that's the magic and the mystery that I love.
And oh, I love it too. Synchronicity, right?
Yes.
It's all about, being open and allowing spirit to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, look over here.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fun. And it is, as you have taught me, Linda, walking more aware, really paying attention, not in the sort of analytical, detailed way that I think a lot of us use to compensate, but just kind of moving wherever we walk and just just being more aware, maybe in a gentler way, you know, as opposed to an intrusive way. And it's just, you get more. You get more signs. And I was told by another psychic that if you acknowledge to the angelic realm or the spiritual realm, like, oh, thanks, I got that. I got that book, or I got that hint, or I got that sign. Thank you. More flow towards you. Which
absolutely. We've got quite a full queue here already. I see Amy's also in the queue waiting patiently, but we're going to go ahead and start with this one who's been waiting the longest. Area code 919, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Jane and Linda.
Hi, Jane and Linda. My name is Jackie. It's my first time listening to your show.
Well, hi, Jackie.
Wonderful, Jackie.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
My question is, what moved you to call today, Jackie?
Well, I'm kind of, how can I say it? Well, my situation is with work, and I'm just kind of waiting on something that may never happen. I am intending, but I don't know if that's what the universe is going to bring. So I'm just calling in to get a reading.
Okay, Linda, what are you picking up at?
Okay, well, you're checking into your intuitive self there. What I'm getting right off the bat is that things are kind of shaky right now. You're not sure which way to go. And it's just a matter of what have you been doing all this time versus what do you really want to be doing. 2012 has been a year of great change in career, relationships, and I think you need to pursue that which is going to fulfill you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not all about the dollar anymore. It's not about paying the bills anymore. It is about fulfilling ourselves first. And then when we can do that, if we can be of service to others, then the universe will allow more flow. We'll be taken care of.
I understand.
And Jackie, what I'm getting is frequently, you know, our ego is resisting some aspect of the life we're trying to have, trying to halt it, slow it down, control it, you know, control. And, you know, trying to control things, even though that's what our ego tries to do, you know, it's exhausting. But your spirit, on the other hand, really can embrace life head on and ride the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. And I believe you're on your way with setting the intention, and like Linda said, of what you want and what you really want in your heart. And it takes a lot of courage, you know, and part of what may be helpful is just noticing in which areas your ego is holding on to tightly. You know, what am I trying to avoid? What or who am I trying to hold back or control? What am I fearfully managing rather than openly flowing with? And
that's
kind of the card that was card 27 that kind of reached out to me in this particular deck. You know, just breathe in, you know, embrace all that faces you, but, you know, pay attention to what part, you know, the part of you, the ego part that, you know, wants to stop the change. And just like, wait a minute, I'm going to allow spirit to move me forward and trust it, you know, trust that heartfelt, okay, this is what I really want.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackie, it's all about you being empowered to take the path that you want to take. You're in control. A lot of us don't realize that sometimes. We think that, you know, things just happen and that's that. But it's all about being empowered. And I really feel that you've got the ability to do this right now and move forward. You're a very strong person, and you really do know what you want out of life. You just have to sit down and think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, I hope we helped you today. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can continue to listen. Please
okay.
do call back in and let us know how things go for you.
Okay,
nice to
I'll
see
do that.
Jackie.
We're on
Thank
7 days
you.
A week. If you click the follow button up at the top left of the screen, you'll be able to get updated information on all of our episodes.
Okay, and I'm going to stream you online.
Okay.
You can disconnect.
Are you sure? All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay, so patiently waiting all this time, Mermaid Amy Kavanaugh.
Oh, hi. Well, I'm driving. I wasn't really expecting to talk because my car makes, like, lots of noise. I just, you know, I wasn't even, whatever. I've just had this crazy weekend because I gave my power away to people. I'm just driving home, and I was just going to listen in. But
thank
you. And it's good to hear a familiar voice and a new and wise voice.
Oh, well,
thank you, Amy. Glad to meet you.
You hold a lot of wisdom, too, Amy. And like I told you privately, I kind of gave Amy a quick reading on Facebook. And that was after I'd been in the astral realm, and they told me that they got big things planned for her.
Oh, God, I know they do. I know they do. It's all, like, revealing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And but then every once in a while, I just step up, you know, I got involved in helping people this weekend, and I got in so far over my head, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I intended to be a bridge, and I ended up being a mule, just carrying these people's problems, whatever. Anyway, but I was just going to listen because my car's noisy, so I don't even know if you can hear me that well.
I can't even hear your car, but I hear you.
Oh, good. Good. Then maybe I know I'm very excited about the few. I'm very excited about the about everything that's coming up the pike. It's just, these are very difficult times, and a lot of people do not understand the concept of difficult times because most of us baby boomers or whatever, we've had it pretty easy, and now it's time to we have to work.
Yeah, we are the generation now that has to look out for all those that come after us, you know. As baby boomers, you know, everyone took care of us. And now we're the ones doing the caretaking, but first we have to learn how to care for ourselves before we can, you know, care for anyone else.
Exactly, and not real, you know, what I see is that, you know, we had a pretty good, you know, we had much more than any other generation material-wise, but we paid a very high price, and now it's just a time of adjusting. So it's work, but it's rewarding.
I personally just now got from my people over there, they kind of nudged me from time to time. They said, well, yes, you people are learning how to do without physical because physical is just an experience. It's not your true reality. And
exactly.
I thought,
wow.
So we're in training, sort of.
Yeah, we are in training. Right, we're in boot camp. We're in boot camp, and it is. It's all very rewarding. But anyway, so I'm just gonna listen because I'd rather listen to y'all than the radio.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, great. It was good to meet you, Amy.
You too.
Yeah, you two will be together again.
I'm sure.
All righty. Well, we're going to put Amy back on her streaming there, and we're going to go next to...
Before, if you could just give 1 second. I've got Spirit kind of wanting to leave a message with Amy, and just real brief, it's just be frivolous, lighten up, have fun, be silly, because that's what will refuel your light. And we know she's, you know, a great light worker, and it's good to refuel it with the fun and the joy and silliness.
Hey, I think that applies to me, too.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
So Spirit's talking to Amy and me all in one shot. I love it. Yeah, we're going to have you host more of these get-togethers because I love the way Spirit comes through you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I wanted to mention, I guess, to our callers about Linda's CDs. For myself, when I received her CDs, it's like becoming part of this intergalactic and spiritual realm. For me, Linda's music helps move a lot of the stagnant energy, you know, the ego stuff. It's like the songs are like these gentle prompts to let go. And I feel, you know, to our, you know, to the callers, to our listeners, that, you know, it's like this way of making an interdimensional connection through Linda's music, because it's there. It's there in every song. There's just this kind of in between, I want to say, higher vibration, and I think you guys will love it.
Well, thank you. If they want to, or, well, some of the songs we play here on the shows, here and on the sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm, if you'd like to get a sample of it, you can contact me at Continuum Access, CNTNUUMX at Frontier, FRONTIER.com. If you are familiar with my music already, I'm selling a 34-song, 2-CD set for $20 plus shipping. So we'll get together and work out the details for shipping depending on where you're located. But you can reach me at that email, or you can get me on Facebook at Continuum X Headquarters. It's a community page. Dane, are you ready for our next caller?
I'm ready.
All right. We have somebody who's going to be patiently waiting. Area code 561. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Dane and Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, this is Lena from Florida.
Oh, from Florida, okay.
That's
and what moved you? What moved you to call today?
Well, I recently connected with my sister after about 7 years, and it was, you know, unfortunately it was due to some, you know, I had lost my home and I was homeless, so I didn't know where to turn to, so I turned to my sister, and luckily I was fortunate that she was able to help me, and now I'm living with my niece. So I just wanted to see what you see about the situation, how long you think I'll be living with my niece. I mean, she's only 30 years old, and I'm sure she doesn't want me living with her forever.
Well, right off the bat, I'm seeing that you needed to come together.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry it had to be such an awful
yeah,
way,
know,
you know, to bring
know,
you together.
I know, I went through such a horrible time. The last night I was sleeping in the parking lot in my car, I almost got attacked, and that's when I totally just freaked out and caught, you know, just, oh, it was, I went through a really horrible month, few months.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, no one should have to go through that.
Oh, my God. I mean, and my ex-husband, you know, turned his back on me, and my kids are living with him, which I feel so sad about.
Yeah, I do see that you're coming together with your sister now, because it's something you need to share together in your lives, something you haven't had a chance to before.
No.
And I really feel that the people that you're going to be meeting are the people that are going to be able to help you to get a new home and get a new job and get
mm-hmm.
everything that you need to get settled. Yeah, I know this has been a really, I really feel for you. I see so many people that are on the verge of homeless, and then to see people that actually end up that way and they're sleeping in their cars, it just tears me apart. This country has enough resources to give to everyone, I think. But
It's the scariest time my entire, and thank God it didn't last too long. I'm just so happy that she was able to come forward and help me.
Oh, I am too. I know myself, if I had a way, I'd take you in until you could get there. You know, my home's big enough, my heart's big enough, you know, to get you here, but I don't think you're anywhere near Idaho.
No, I'm in Florida, and luckily it's so weird because in June, she moved closer towards me. She was up in Jacksonville, which is five hours away, and then in June, a month before I became homeless, she moved closer to be by her sister, by her daughter, which is closer to me.
Well, wonderful how that worked out, you know, how that came to be.
And then we just bumped into each other. I wrote her a letter, and then all of a sudden we just bumped into each other, which was totally amazing to me.
That's pretty, you know, evidence that, you know, you are being taken care of, and though it's not at the level we wish for you, it seems to be that spirit, you know, is helping you to make those connections. And you are never, ever alone, even when you feel that way. They're, you know, your angels, your guides, they're with you. Whether you see them or hear them, they're there. And
I mean, I'm just wondering why I don't hear more, you know, I don't hear from my sister. I mean, I'm living with her daughter, and her daughter's never here, and I'm just like, I mean, are they okay with me being here? I mean, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like nobody's communicating with me. Nobody's talking to me.
So you're wondering why you don't hear from your sister?
Yeah, I mean, she's been working, and I'm staying here with my niece, and she's hardly ever here. I'm just like, is this okay with them? When they be here, I mean, is this just a temporary situation? I mean, how long do you think I'll be here before I get a job in my own place? So I'm used to being very independent, and now I'm resorting to my sister giving me gas money, and I feel like a teenager.
Wow,
yeah,
what
there's
courage.
A reason you're connecting with your niece. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's almost like we're sort of like a mother-daughter friendship relationship going on here. I mean, it's just, but she's not really here that much, you know. I'm just wondering, maybe she doesn't like me being here. I don't know why. When she is here, she's in a room with the door shut, so I don't know what to make of all this.
I think there's going to be a breakthrough. I really do. It's just going to take a little bit of time. You're there for a reason, and I think that you are going to be communicating with your sister. And it might be your niece that's going to make that link for you and open the doors.
I mean, I talked to her, and it just seems like she's busy working, and she never really calls me. I'm just like, I don't know, you know, why she put me up with her daughter, and then she's not really talking to me, and I just don't know what's going on here. I don't want to create any problems, so I don't want to be on the street again.
Yeah, I understand. About the only thing I can really suggest is just try to keep, you know, a good relationship going with your niece, and maybe mention, you know, that you're kind of heartbroken because everyone else seems to be ignoring you. And, you know, to remind her, to remind them that, you know, you're part of the family, you know, and you're in a bad situation, but you're a good person. And, you know, you're going to do what you can to help them out if something should happen to them and the roles are reversed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have, I mean, they're...
I think this needs to be a wake-up for your family. I really do.
Well, they didn't know really how to approach me. You know what I mean? My sister didn't know what to do for me. It's just, I don't think she ever thought I would anybody. You know, I don't think people realize how close to home this is hitting.
Well, if you want to get together with me, my email is bntnuumx@frontier.com. I might see if I can find some resources for you, you know, over and above what you're getting now with your niece, okay?
I mean, they're not charging me any rent here. I mean, how long do you think I'll be here? I mean, do you think that my niece is okay?
It feels like a while, but I can't give you an exact weeks, month.
Oh, my God.
But we can find alternatives for you.
I mean,
we'll figure something out for you. I'll look around. I've got some places I can look online that we might be able to get you in somewhere that will be good for you in the meantime.
I mean, there's nothing wrong where I'm at. I mean, I love being with my niece. I have my own room. I mean, I don't want to be in a homeless. I don't want to be in a halfway house. That's why I wind up in my car. They wanted to put me in a halfway house. I wouldn't go.
Okay. Well, just hang in there. That's really about the only other thing I can tell you. And please, you know, keep us advised. And if you decide you need some other kind of help, maybe we can help you find that.
I mean, okay. When do you see me getting a job?
I think that's where we're going to need to do the most looking, most help. And I was thinking if you contact me, I'm going to try to find resources to get you places that maybe you're not aware of as far as finding work.
I don't know. I just think my area is really bad. I mean, I'm applying to everything, Home Depot, you know, I mean, everything.
It takes a lot of courage. You have a lot of courage within you to keep moving forward, and that's what I'm hearing in between the things that are blocking you, how much courage is taking you to keep going.
It's not easy, believe me. I mean, I don't want them to think I just came here to freeload off of them. That's the last thing I would ever want them to feel.
Well, I'm sending you energy for the answers you need, okay? And I know Jane is too.
Yes.
You have no idea how long I'll be living with my niece. I mean, is she okay with me living with her?
I think you're going to be living with her for a little while, but you have the power, I should say the empowerment, that if you want to make another choice, I believe you can find the avenues to do so. But like I said, if you wanted to contact me by email, I can try to help you find those avenues to get you employed and get you to where you can be where you want to be.
I mean, you said a little while. Are you talking 3 months, 6 months, a year? I mean,
at least a couple of months is all I'm getting.
Yeah.
I think it's because this is so open that they can't pinpoint a date because there are avenues out there. It's just a matter of you finding them. And
yeah,
I really feel like your niece could, you know, take a little bit of time and help you with that. Help to get you back on your own 2 feet financially.
But I mean, it's not my niece. It's my sister helping me. My sister supporting the whole family.
Well, she can help too.
She is helping me. She is the only one helping.
No,
niece.
I mean as far as helping you find the connections you need to make to get the job you need. I really feel like there is something out there, but I can't really say where it is because there's so many possibilities.
Okay, so you think I'll be here through the end of the year?
Probably not that long, but a month or two, I would say at the minimum, a month or two.
Okay, I mean, even if I got a job,
The point that I'm trying to make is this is what it looks like from where you are right this second. You have the power to change that if you can make the right connection and get yourself back on your own 2 feet. And that's what I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't have to be that way.
No, I mean, I never, ever, I've been a very independent person my whole life, and this is not easy for me to be staying someplace and having people practically support me. I'm not comfortable with it.
Oh, I understand. And I think you've got the willpower that if you just try a few new avenues that you hadn't thought of before, I'm sure you've already done the Department of Florida job service, right?
And yeah, I mean, there's another one down here. I mean, even if I get a job, it offers coming off at Home Depot, it wouldn't even be enough to. I can go get a one bedroom apartment. The apartments here are so expensive.
And there's a possibility then, if you have a good job and you're happy with it, you may have to take in a roommate to help pay expenses.
Okay.
I have a stepdaughter that's 29, and she's never lived completely on her own. She's always had to live with a roommate because they just can't make a go of it.
Yeah, it's so tough.
She makes some really good friends that way, though.
Yeah, but how do you know who to pick? I mean, people in Florida,
I would say, word of mouth, people that know people that are looking. And this is where your sister and niece, again, can help you out. If they
know.
Well,
you think I would be better off in, like, a room situation. I don't know what to do.
Well,
I mean, do you think they're going to want me to stay here that long? Or do you think they're going to be pretty, and you think that
It's not that they don't want you. I feel it's just that you're being uncomfortable and you want to get out of there. So.
Well, there's no room here for me. My niece has a compulsive disorder with clothes, and there's no place to even put my things.
Yes, and I can understand that. That would make you very uncomfortable. But until you can find something else, just try to be patient. Talk to, your niece, your sister, anyone else that you know of that may have ideas for where you can go, maybe find better paying work than what you're looking at for Home Depot, maybe find someone, once you do get on your feet financially, that can maybe room and share the rent. There are a lot of possibilities for you. Just need to network, make connections with people, and find out what's out there.
I'm always asking on Facebook. I just don't know what else to do.
Well, right now you have a roof over your head, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, make the best of that right now. Okay?
Oh, I am. I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to rock any boat because I don't need to be out in the car again.
Right. I know. Just hang in there. Ask people. Check ads. Check if you can get online. Check online, see what's available out there for both finances and somewhere you could move to, and maybe reliable people that you could move in and share expenses with. There's a variety of possibilities, and if your income is low enough, you might want to check into Section 8 housing. They actually do have some decent apartments for low-income people that, I've lived in them before. In fact, I assistant managed some in Portland, Oregon, and they were really nice. And it's all based
on I lived, there's a 3-year waiting. There's a 3-year waiting.
Okay. Well, I've given you about all I can really give you. Just keep, keep strong, keep looking, keep your options open. There's no one right answer. The one that will fit for you will come along. I know that. Just have to be patient and hang in there, okay? Okay. Well, I guess that one hung up on us.
Yeah.
So sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Dan,
no.
I know. It just tears us apart, doesn't it, when we hear stories like that?
Absolutely, because we've either been there ourselves, like you, like myself, and it's really hard crawling out of a dark hole.
Yes, it is. But
it can be done. It can be done.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to go ahead. We're running kind of low here on time. I'm going to go with area code 714. Thank you for holding so long. This is Linda and Jane on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Linda and Jane.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank
you. Your name?
My name is Carlos.
Carlos, what moves you to call today, Carlos?
Well, I was hoping to get some messages from my guides, if there were any. if that's possible.
Well, Linda, this is
okay.
Your expertise.
Carlos, I feel like I know you.
Oh, I think we've talked before, definitely.
I think we have. I think we... Are you the one I gave the musical notes to?
Very possible.
F sharp G and the letters A-U-M?
Yes.
Okay, so you're my birthday twin.
Yay! We found each other.
Hey, all right, Carlos. Yay. I love it. Yeah, I know the last time I talked to you, I was amazed at how far you had come. You know, your guides were showing me that you're not only on board, you're driving the bus. You're making absolutely great strides and great connections, and your healing and massage and Reiki and intuitive was just going really strong. I feel like in the last night or two, since the last time I talked to you, you've had some sort of astral experience that has pushed you even further in advance.
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned that because I've definitely had some really interesting dreams this
mm-hmm.
week. And these past few days, like, I feel like I've kind of unlocked something and I feel a lot lighter.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, this is just amazing. I just love hearing about Carlos' progress. It's just wonderful. You know, I'm your biggest fan, okay?
Yay.
Dane, did you have
some
oracle?
You can listen
oracle?
To me. Huh?
I was going to ask Dane if she had some oracle information for you.
Well, I'm getting the sense, you know, from what you and Linda, you know, have, that you are just, you know, a powerful. I mean, you're. I believe, and Linda, you know. What I'm sensing is that in the astral realm, Carlos, you are a guide yourself. There is something just so incredibly. You are so filled with light, and that's why you're feeling this movement. I mean, you know, that's who your spirit is anyway. And I don't know, that's what I'm getting, that you're not only doing the earth walk, you're doing some spiritual work in the astral realm that is actually assisting others.
Wow. Huh. I'm not a bit surprised.
That is pretty powerful. That's definitely something to meditate upon. I've kind of felt my higher self a few times, and it's really eye-opening.
Yes, it is. Isn't it fun, though? You never know what's going to happen the next day. You know, you'll come back from your astral dream experience and go, whoa, something happened.
Yeah, definitely. Having those amazing nights. I mean, waking up.
I happen to about 3 or 4 in the morning. It's like I come back and it's just a sudden, boom, I'm back. You know, it's like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. I tend to wake up at about maybe every 3 hours. I cannot sleep just straight 8 hours.
Yeah, I can't either. Yeah, that's part of the training, I think. You know, it's okay, class over. Get out in the hallway and get ready to go to your next class. And when we end up in the hallway while the bell's ringing, we wake up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Do you do any writing, Carlos? Excuse me.
I've been doing a lot more journaling lately. And I just like talking. I don't know, expressing myself in a lot of different ways. So journaling has really helped, definitely.
Yeah, it is. It can be a very powerful tool, both for healing as well as just the kind of allowing spirit to come through.
Yeah, it's really helped me us confront a lot of different subconscious feelings and emotions that I didn't know were completely there. And it's a good tool to face your fears.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and I'm getting that, I don't know if you do this, but because you enjoy talking and sharing and expressing that spiritual part of who you are, I would look into meetups.com and Google join, look into spiritual meetups in your location. They can be a very safe, not all of them, but they can be a very safe outlet for not only learning new aspects, let's say on a weekly or monthly basis, of spirituality, tools, skills, so forth, but just like you said, meeting other people of like mind. So that's what I'm, you know, that would be what I would recommend, because you're at this very pivotal point in both your earth walk and your spiritual walk. And, you know, you are a holy being. Just intend what you want and expect it. It will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely, I've signed up for Meetup. I just haven't been, like, very social lately, but for some reason something just literally unlocked again and I'm back to my normal self.
Good.
Yeah.
You passed the test.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's
so happy about that.
Yeah, but Jane's absolutely right. You know, you are ready now to connect with others and bring them up, and you can learn from them too. It's time to share your experience.
Yeah, and it's really funny that you ladies mentioned that, because I'm starting my own radio show in September with a good friend of mine, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Oh,
so,
congratulations. Where is this going to be
Thank
at?
You. Probably Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Once you
Wonderful.
Get that going, maybe we can have you as a guest on here, and you can have one of ours on as a guest.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Would you like my Facebook?
Sure.
You can pretty much contact me there at www.facebook.com/ I think it's Demi Fox. And it's DemiFox.
Oh, cool. Interesting name.
Yeah, it's something that I was working on when I was younger, and I did some numerology, and I just came up with that just pseudo name.
Well, wonderful.
And
you're just branching out, and that is so good, because you know when you're feeling in this light mode, you know I see you just communicating that light to whoever you're speaking to, and I think your Blog Talk Radio is just another excellent tool for you sharing and expressing what you know and what's working for you and what's not.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to do. So I'm glad you're picking up on that.
So, you know, best wishes, and do continue with the meetups. They're not only good networking sources for spiritual, you know, people of like mind. You know, it's just like I know that you have to kind of keep at them, because that's been a big resource for me. You have to do the go every month until people start to see that, yeah, you are showing up every month. Okay, maybe we'll say hello now. And you know. So it takes some time, but it's a good source.
Perfect. I will definitely just really commit myself to that and start branching out. It's time.
Yeah.
Yes, and Carlos, you keep us abreast of everything that's going on here, because, you know, you're part of the family, And you're my birthday
twin. Exactly. I'm just connecting the bridges that we have forgotten that were there. So
yes.
It's good.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Thanks for calling in. And
well, thank you for taking my call.
All right. We'll talk at you later, or we'll see you in the astral realm, one of the two.
Definitely. Take care.
Take care.
Blessed be.
Okay, and this one's been waiting patiently for almost 40 minutes here.
Whoa.
Area code 810, you're on.
Hi.
Psychic Wild. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Jacob, and my question is, there's a guy that I've been seeing for about 2 months. We've been friends, but we're kind of intimate, and he got kicked out of his house about two and a half weeks ago, and he stayed with me for the duration of 2 weeks. And during that time, I loaned him some money, and he said he would pay me back, but it took him a while to do so, and I had to kind of be forcibly, like, to get it. I kind of had to go over there late at night and, you know, try to get it. And I told him after I got it that I was really happy that he gave it to me, and I still wanted to be his friend, that I loved him. But he stopped talking to me. And it's been about 3 days now. He hasn't returned my calls. He hasn't returned my texts. And so I'm just wondering, is there any future with us? Like, is it over? Like, what do you see right now, and what should I do?
I don't think it's necessarily over. I just think he's pulling away because he's confused about something. Something's gone wrong with him, and apparently he's not sharing that with you. And, he's having difficulties of his own right now. I would say keep in contact, but, you know, not like daily contact. Just kind of keep tabs on him a little bit and see if he comes out of that situation he's in, because I think he's dealing with some people that probably aren't, they don't have his best interests at heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're almost like a guardian for him, too. I feel that very strongly, that, you know, you look after him in a way that's spiritual.
Right.
And I know it can be heartbreaking when you don't understand why somebody suddenly just changes like that, but I think it has to do with the other people that are around him right now.
Okay.
I don't think this... let me start over. Jacob, I'm wondering if the question behind the question in your heart is, if is this the one?
Right.
And I don't get that he is. And, you know, I totally support everything Linda has said to you, you know, that he's got some other things going on. But I'm also feeling like these other things that, you know, that the reasons he's pulled away are kind of like red flags. If you're thinking of hopefully a long-term relationship with him, to me these are kind of major red flags. In crisis, perhaps he has a pattern of pulling away, shutting down, you know. Let's say maybe slower to give back when you've given, say, emotionally, physically, some money, some time, you know, a place to stay. It sounds, for whatever reason, right now he's more of a taker or receiver than a giver. And
right.
And again, I'm only talking like if in your heart of hearts you were really hoping this would be the one. Just pay attention. Pay attention to those red flags, because they're pertinent in any relationship. And I guess I do believe you guys will be, once he's worked through some of his stuff, that you guys will be able to be friends, but I'm just not getting real long-term right now, because, let's just say, his stuff is, he's got some big stuff to be working on, and I don't know if he's willing to do that, and that makes a big difference in whether or not you're going to be friends or lovers or anything. If he's willing to open up and move forward. And I sense,
yeah,
Jacob, you're just such a loving man that...
Yeah, I get that too.
That, you know, I guess I would hope for you that you would know that you deserve just kind of a healthier person to be with long term. Now, as a friend, if something just, you know, like I said, I totally support what Linda's picking up, that, be there from him. But to me, it, logistically, and it's like when the costs start exceeding the gains, that's when you need to move in a different direction.
Right.
And again,
okay.
I'm not saying right away, this minute, this second. I'm just saying maybe to keep just in the back of your mind that, A, you deserve an equally loving partner. And two, again, just when the costs exceed the gains emotionally, spiritually, mentally, that's usually the best time to start thinking and moving in a different direction.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's just that I've never really had, like, I've been gay since, or out as gay since I was 12, and I've never really had a partner. And, like, for the first time, like, he came into my life, and we never had sex or anything, but, you know, I would give him massages, and he would give me kisses on the lips, and it just felt so good that I'm hurting so bad right now that he's not, you know, that he's gone, and I just wonder if I'll ever find anyone. You know, I'm 26, and I turned 27 this year, and it's just like, I I'm hurting really bad, you know?
Oh, I know.
Absolutely.
I can feel that, you know, I really can. And, you know, you are such a wonderful person. If you could be in the right place to meet the right guy, I know you could have your pick of whoever you wanted. But right now, like I said, I feel that this guy that you were with, you're more like a guardian to him than a partner. I feel like you look out for him, and that's okay, you know, as long as you don't give too much of yourself away.
And I'm hearing in some ways, Jacob, it sounds like you're saying this: he is your first love. And that is always just, yeah, it's a lot of hurt when that first love, say, moves in a different direction than what you want.
Yeah, don't let this crush you. You did nothing wrong, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I can feel from here your energy, how good of a person you are. You're very spiritual. You're very giving. You're very charitable. And I know that given the right time and circumstances, once you've healed from this, you will be open to be with who you should be with.
Thank you so much. Thank you for answering my questions. May the goddess bless both of you and have a good night.
Blessed be.
Oh,
blessed
thank
be.
You. And do call back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. I will. Thank you.
And blessings to you.
Thank you.
Wow, Jane, it's really tough. I know when we get in those situations where it's the first love and we're young and
yeah,
we think, you know, that's going to be the one for the rest of our lives. But these times have just been so fast. I mean, you know, back in the olden days, you had that one love, you got married, that you lived your life out with them. You had one job, you stayed with it until you retired. Generally, you bought a house, and that's where you raised the family or whatever, and that was the house you lived in. But these last days, everything just shifts so quickly, doesn't it? Everything
it
changes
does.
So much. And it's so hard for us to keep up with everything that's going on. So that's when we really need to empower ourselves. We need to be able to be a little flexible and to go with the flow and always know that we are inherent in our integrity. And
exactly.
What that means is simply that we are spirit having a physical experience. And if we can keep that in mind and know that we are eternal as we are, then the rest of it will seem to take a little bit of a backseat, and I think we can handle things better.
Yeah.
Are
and
you ready
I'm
for...
Well, I was going to say I'm hoping for Jacob that he can trust that he is so lovable and deserving of equally lovable relationship.
Oh, yeah. He is. And I know he'll find the right one. He'll find somebody that's equal to him as far as love goes. But we're going to go on to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 803, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Jane and Linda.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I was good till I was listening to you, so that I got upset, so I won't get upset. You know, I was just listening. It's true about finding somebody falling in love. Anyway, I lost my husband.
Oh, good. Well, I can see that. The first thing they were showing me was, okay, you are moving out. You are in a situation where you're ready for a new change in your life. Okay.
Mhm.
Jane, are you getting anything? I mean, it was just like really a quick flash. What I got, just a quick flash. Like she is moving on out, up and getting ready to take charge of her life. I see major good things coming to you.
Oh God, I hope so, because it's been a horrible year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know it has. You are ready.
You are now my ready. So losing the two of them this year has been really hard.
Mm.
Well, and it's natural and normal to grieve, and that's what I'm hearing in your voice. You're really grieving. The changes, what you wanted.
Whoever these people are, they're just like your cheering section. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I have a lot of them over there now.
Well, you've got, you do. And they are so around you. And I feel like you know that they're around you.
I do. I feel them. I feel my husband all the time. And you know, I know they're here.
And while you're grieving, even though you're grieving, he's like, you know, you are going to get through this so much easier because of your awareness of spirituality and because of your connection.
Right. I feel him touch.
That you are going to, yeah. I think that you're actually going to be able to help a lot of other people in the same situation. Have you something to do with the counseling support groups?
No, but I've heard people tell me that before, and it makes me wonder because I feel like I can't even get myself together. You know, it's just been such a hard
I know
thing
it is.
And I would, you know, I'm always trying to help somebody else. I think that's what makes it hard for me is that I don't look to have somebody help me, and I'm always worrying about my kids, my grandkids, everything, and I don't know. I just worry about what the future is going to hold for me because my husband was everything. You know, he took care of everything.
They don't want you to worry. They're actually trying to tell me that they're very happy and that they see that you have the potential to not only be happy within yourself but to spread that light. You've got a lot of light around here. It's almost like a choir over there. If you can envision like a choir of angels.
I know they're around me, and I truly believe that. And, you know, I believe in the spiritual world, and I pray and all the time, every day. You know, and I know that my husband's there. I've actually felt him touch me at night, and I thank him for that every night. And, you know, I thank God. And I just like to see him. You know, it's just hard. And I know it'll get better. I just don't know when.
Yeah. When did you lose him, or when did he cross over to spirit?
He passed in February, and my mom in June.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing they're trying to do is to get you to a happier place within yourself. because they're all like, you know, waving and there's this light and there's this music and they're like, okay, she is moving forward. She is definitely going to make a difference in this world. They're really proud of you.
Okay.
I mean, everything that you've been through and you've held up so well.
I'm trying. Every day I say that it's going to be a good day and I'm going to make it, but then I fall apart. I don't understand. Like, I'm trying so hard. I really am.
Well, go ahead and cry, but know that they're holding you in their arms while you're doing that. You know, it's normal to cry. It's normal to get all that stuff out. But please know that, you know, they're right there. Well, you already know that, but, you know, remind yourself. You know, take mom in your arms. Take your husband in your arms and say, honey, I'm just really having a down day, and I don't want to feel like this all the time. Please just let me hold you. Hold me.
Financially,
and you'll go through that.
You see things better financially? Because I'm worried I still have a younger daughter.
Yeah, financially, I do see it getting better. I do. I see that they're pushing you to go the right direction. And I think you're picking up on what it is they're trying to show you.
Okay. Have you done a grief support group?
No. Well, you know, my husband moved us to the Carolinas, and we're originally from New York, and I don't really know that many people to, like, go to any place. I've tried looking, but I find it for everything but for that. And I just...
Well, the very first thing I got was you moving away, actually,
oh, no.
Right out. It's like, oh, good. She's going to get out of where she is. You know, it's like that decision has already been made or something. I don't know if you were planning on moving.
No, I just moved in here in September. I'm not even here a year. We just built this home, me and my husband. To live next to our children and our, you know, the kids moved too and the grandkids and, you know, we just
okay,
moved.
Well, then maybe what they're showing me was recent then when they were saying that, like, they were taking credit for getting you out of where you were.
Yeah, I mean, we've moved 11 times. Oh, God, I hate moving.
Yeah, but I do. I think your mission, too, is once you've healed within yourself, is to go out and help others that are in the same situation.
Okay. That would be good. Okay.
I found grief support groups that were absolutely free, sometimes with a local hospice center. Of course, you know, numbers of churches, regardless of your spiritual walk, have free grief support groups, and
I looked in my church that I belong to. They don't have it. I looked at the hospice, and they don't have it. I was shocked, and because they sent a nice young girl here twice, and I talked to her, but I never saw her again.
Wow.
Well, what about starting your own, advertising in the paper, and you know, getting people together that way? It really feels to me like you're in charge of this more than anything else.
Yeah, I just try, you know, I worry about my kids too, so I don't know.
Get your kids involved in it.
Huh?
I think having your family involved in this would be a good thing for them too.
Yeah, probably. My daughters would be good. My son, he just doesn't really talk to anybody, or, you know, I just kind of shut himself down after losing his dad, you know, being the only boy in the house, so going through a lot right now. He was in a really bad car accident 2 weeks ago, and been a lot with him, you know. He doesn't know how to handle it. My husband was the one who did everything for us. He always worked. I stayed home raising the kids, you know, he always helped the kids. He paid the bills. He did everything, and it was just like a shock, so kind of left everybody hanging.
So all of them are trying to get on their own feet then.
They're all still, that's why I don't like them to see me upset all the time, because I know they're dealing with, and I know what I went through when I lost my dad. So I know they're going through the same type of thing, you know. And my youngest daughter is 17, and this is her year to graduate school finally, and she's been crying every day because, you know, her dad won't be with her, and And I feel bad because he was there for my other kids, and, you know, it's just like one thing.
I know, and they're trying so hard to cheer everyone up over there. And that's why I think maybe if you could maybe start a grief counseling center and, you know, just maybe in your home or maybe somewhere where you could meet this for free and then get your kids involved in it in little ways. Like, you know, why don't you be the ones to bring something to it where everybody can snack on or some beverages? Then have them sit there and listen to other people talk, and then they can see that within themselves, well, I'm not going through this alone. There's a lot of other people that are feeling this too. Maybe we should get together and share our feelings, and this will help them mature and grow from this experience.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds something good.
Yeah,
I could look into that.
Yeah, I really, really feel that there is something really big in this for you.
Okay.
You know, as far as helping a lot of people, and it helps you heal, it helps kids heal.
Right, right. And that's just what I want to do. I mean, I know my husband's with me. I love him to death, and I know I'll see him. But I just need to try to get over, you know, not get over it, get over it, but just to really
get
it.
Well, yeah, you never truly get over it, but, you know, you learn to live with it. I liken it to where you've got a best friend that comes over for coffee every single day. Then all of a sudden they're moving halfway across the world. You've lost the type of contact that you had to something else. And then you have to figure out how you're going to communicate with that person when they're halfway around the world. Maybe you don't have, you know, that kind of long distance. So you have to change the way you communicate.
Okay.
And I think if a lot of people can learn how to do that, open up their own natural abilities to do that, that they will be amazed, you know, at how much better they feel and how much better they can deal with the situations when somebody crosses over.
Right.
Yeah, you're always going to have those heart tugs, always.
Right, I know that. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Oh, thank you, and please let us know how it goes. I'm hoping to hear that you've gotten everything together and you're on your way, just like they're saying. She's on her way.
Yeah, love, light, and healing to you, dear one.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Bye.
Wow, that one was intense, Jane.
Yeah.
As soon as just a minute, you know, she started in on the phone, they were all kind of like cheering and jumping around and going, yes, she's on her way, she's on her way. I've never had anything like that before. It just surprised me, you know.
She's got a cheerleading section in the
spirit realm.
That is exciting and reassuring. And though, you know, it's hard when you're grieving to be reassured by pretty much anything, it's, you know, like you said, you know, they're there for her and she is on her way, and maybe making the call was the first step.
Absolutely. Yeah, I found it interesting when you were asking people what led people to call. Well, and what do you think led people to call?
yeah, exactly.
But
do we have another caller before we close up shop?
No, we don't. We've got Amy. She's listening in online while she's far.
Okay.
Did you want to talk a little bit more about perhaps your metapsychology? And your past experience, you've worked with autistic children, and sometimes they can be spiritually autistic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've this Earthwalk has provided me with, a lot of things that, say, for the longest time I experienced as blocks and challenges, and I want our listeners to know that, that Linda did this incredible mentorship with me that, you know, just helped me to bloom and open up. So, I want callers to be aware that, you too have done some phenomenal metapsychology counseling, and And I've learned that, you know, people are looking kind of for the how to see the love and light in their own lives, and even very attuned light workers and, you know, people on a spiritual path forget that we do have everything within us, and it's learning to allow, you know, really allow the good and allow the signs, allow spirit, and really maybe get past any early childhood dogma that said that we were less than or not good enough, and open up to the fact that we are holy, we are divine. And I think when I work with people in, you know, in my metapsychology counseling, it's never, it's more, I was going to say, never like, I know better than you do. It's, you know, it's a, well, here's what's worked for me, and sharing and exchanging and being creative together to find those tools that will allow and empower not only, you know, both of us in that communication and in that relationship, however short or long it is, that we are equally working together to find our way on this earth path, and it's easy to get lost.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think, I hope, and I think that sometimes it's, sometimes I'll hear spirit say, tell her this, or remind her about that. And, you know, so it's kind of all a very individually oriented communication time. And thank you, Linda, for mentioning that. But, yeah, it's I did work with autistic children and with Asperger's, usually teenagers with Asperger's, and sometimes in many a relationship or learning, which pretty much is every relationship we have, there's always a learning gift. I found that sometimes all you can do is plant that seed and, again, allow the free will part of every one of us to choose whether or not to take that bit of wisdom off the shelf and try it out or not. You know,
I agree.
There's no judgments. It's all good. You know, it's all good.
And, okay, Spirit's actually asking me to ask you this question.
Okay.
I guess you know which spirit it is, don't you? But she wants you to talk about sometimes when people feel so stressed out that they just want to revert to their childish self and throw a tantrum, you know, and is that healthy to do that, just to, you know, vent and express, you know, as long as you're not hurting someone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm. Yes, Mom. I'm really good with tantruming. Yeah. I think if you're safe, within your environment, to me, it has been very helpful to be with someone who's okay with that, or just to allow myself. Whether it's curling into a little ball with a blanket on me and, you know, going back into fetal position, sometimes there's a comfort in going back and kind of regrouping. You know, this is not to me like a psychological medical anger management thing. This is more of an emotional, spiritual thing of comforting yourself. And boy, sometimes, yes, I think stress It's like, well, and like Linda has taught me, you know, dance through the negative energy, move, walk. Now there was a time, I will admit, that I would buy dishes from thrift stores and go into my garage and just fling them. I had such a great time busting things that didn't matter. You know, again, we're talking about, you know, 20-cent dishes or 50-cent dishes and, you know, enjoying collecting them. And then when the stress was just needed to be expressed in a way I couldn't think of anything else, boy, that felt so good.
Yeah, because yes. I think what happens is a lot of times when we start on our spiritual path and we start developing and we're trying to put out the love and the light, well, we're human too, you know. We've got these hormones and things that go crazy in our bodies, and sometimes you just want to, you know, scream or throw a tantrum or do something, and then we become concerned that we're putting all this negativity out into the universe. But I think what we can do is just what you did, go, you know, buy the 15-cent dishes and throw them in a safe place, but always have in the back of our minds that, you know, I'm just expressing this, I'm not sending it anywhere. I just need to vent. You know, it's just like, you know, your hair starts to grow and then some of it falls out. Hopefully not a lot of it, but, you know. But
well,
we shed.
We shed in our skin cells. Yeah, exactly. And I think sometimes the venting or the tantruming, again, in a safe way, absolutely never any harm to any living, you know, creature or person. But it's almost like you're taking the pent-up negative energy within you that the stress has caused, and you are transforming it by letting it go. Some people do it with prayer. I mean, they're all more positive tools, you know. I no longer need to fling dishes and, you know. But at the time, boy, it worked really well. And again, it caused no harm. I didn't break things that were important to my environment. Or tantruming with to someone, verbally tantruming to someone who is safe, who you know accepts just as you are. To be able to verbally kind of whine, even though I have a no whining sign up in my home. Sometimes you just need to whine.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, you know, they, even those on the other side, they understand what we're going through here in the physical because they had to go through it too. You know. And maybe after we've had our really good vent, you know, and our little rant, and we're not harming anybody with it because we're telling the universe, hey, this is not meant to go out. This is my private deal here. Then we can, you know, like I told the last caller, cry, you know, scream, do whatever, and then let your loved ones hold you in their arms.
Yeah.
And comfort you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it will make a difference. You'll feel so much better. You will get all that junk out of your way. And once the junk is cleared out, you got room for good stuff to come in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, well, and I totally believe sometimes water is so, hey, if, you know, splashing in the tub, you know, that can be playful and also be a way of venting. Even if it's just a bowl of water or running your hands under the faucet, they can, you know, swimming, of course, in any water is a good way of moving that negative energy out and through you. And like you said, it's kind of just setting the attention that no harm will come to anything that these negative energies or thoughts are going to, you know, and you ask the angels, please transmute, please transform this negative thinking and energy, but right now I just need to feel it and speak it and, you know, let it go.
I have to smile. Jan, she's our family member that hangs out in the chat room, and sometimes she calls in. She says, that sounds good, and screaming in nature while hiking I have done before. Jan, I have this picture of you, you know, getting a nice, quiet, peaceful walk till you get to the center of the woods, and all of a sudden you let out the scream, and birds go flying every which way. Even the bees go, okay, we're going to go this way, get away from her. Thank you, Jan. That was a good picture for me. She is LOLing in the chat room. Well, we're LOLing right along with you. That's beautiful. But, yeah, you know, and it's our intention. It really is. And if we're doing this just to relieve stress, you know, and we're not affecting anything else, it's fine. And I'm sure those birds and bees and everything out there understand, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
but,
and
yeah.
There's, I'm looking at this card number 41, and I have underlined, there's nothing blocking you except the ego habit of limiting your own view.
Hmm. Yeah, let's not limit. I mean, the universe has no limits, and science can't prove it does, so why should we, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The ego likes to tell us that, you know, there's nothing we can do about this. We're stuck, we're blocked, we're damaged, none of which is real or true.
Absolutely. So everyone out there listening, if you're in a situation you feel you're really stuck, you're not. You know, you can get through this. You just may have to kind of reframe things differently. Try to open your options up. Open yourself up. Be strong in who you are, and always ask not only the people in your physical surroundings that you trust and resonate with, but also ask those loved ones, those angels, those guides, because they're going to be there. And they may have odd ways of communicating sometimes with us, but they're all unique, just like we are. So listen to the messages. If they resonate, take them. You know, if they don't, let them go. Maybe there was a misunderstanding there. Well, we're getting down to about the last minute here, so I want to say such a big thank you to everyone who called in, everyone listening, everyone in the chat room, especially to Jane. And
well, thank
Jane
you,
can
Linda.
Be reached on Continuum X headquarters on Facebook. And also, I want to take a second. I noticed your email, phoenixrising@redshift.com. Amy would say that the red shift means we're shifting away from the red base chakra. And the phoenix rising would be rising out of the ashes to become anew.
Absolutely.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, be sure to follow. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yep, that's what I was thinking.
Well, anyway, everyone, I'm glad you were here for Psychics Gone Wild. We're on 7 days a week. Be sure to click the follow button up there at the upper left corner of the screen. And if you would like any information about Jethro's book signings, since we're almost out of time, you can contact me at ContinuumX, C-N-T-N-U-U-M-X, @frontier.com. I am also on ContinuumX headquarters on Facebook, and we love our people here. And I guess I do have just a few more seconds here. I will go ahead and give you Jethro's contact information, www.jethrosmith.net. Telephone 928-284-0437. Kay and Jethro Smith are the author of Living in the Psychic Realm. You can contact Jethro. He and Mystic Celeste will be doing some classes in Sedona, and we'll keep you updated on that. He does classes personally, and he does readings, as well as selling the healthy coffee and tea. So be sure to contact him. Listen into our 7 days a week shows, and also sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm, which will be on tonight at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain. and 8 Pacific. We're going to have a round table of psychics, and that is always a lot of fun. So we look forward to you calling in. Love and light to all.
Thank you so much, Linda.